6. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 5 tonight. I'm going to read a few verses here. The Bible said in verse number 29, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord of the church. For we are his, we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone." Brethren, that's real right there. Thank God we are members of his body, his flesh, and his bones. Amen. We are his body tonight as a church, but we are in him. Everything about him is in us. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. As Christ is in the world, so are we. Amen. Thank God we are his tonight. That's right. Thank God for that. Brother, you get a hold of that, and it'll help you tonight to know that you're his. And praise God. Notice what he said here. "For this cause, amen, shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Amen. They become one flesh. You say, explain that. Well, praise God, I know it's real. Amen. They're one, thank God, in togetherness. They're one, thank God, in the Lord. And brethren, it's just the way God set this thing up. "They shall join to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." He said, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." He said, "The church and Christ are one." They can't be separated tonight. No way can it be separated. Hey, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? There's nothing that can. Even death can't separate us. Amen. Nothing can separate us tonight from the love of Christ. Then he said this, "Nevertheless," he said, "let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." And so we read this text tonight, and brethren, listen, this is so important to me tonight. Thank God that God instituted this. In fact, people say, and I know it's right in what we read in the mind of God, amen, we know that this thing was put together by him. It's just right, brethren. Listen, Christ gave himself for the church. He gave himself for the church. Amen. The church of God. Amen. He gave his life, thank God, to purchase us. Oh, he became his by his own goodness and mercies. And brethren, that's what he done for us. We became him. Amen. He became us. He became man. He came into the world. Amen. That he right redeemed man from the fall, redeemed man from sin, redeemed man from his lost estate, that he could have him. Amen. Thank God that's where the relationship is tonight. And all tonight, friend, if you're not saved, brethren, listen, you're missing out on the blessing of God and knowing Christ and knowing what life is. Life is nothing without him tonight. Oh, when I say that, I'm talking about in a spiritual sense. I understand and know that people still, my friend, go forth through life, but they never know what really life's about, because they have not life inside of them. Amen. Far as a spiritual life, far as a mankind knowing really what it's all about, I did not know. I thought I was living, but brother, I wasn't living. I was not. Jesus is life. A man don't have life unless they have him. And brother, tonight he gave me life. Jonathan, he come to me and gave me life, and he draw me to himself. That's what the church is. It's a called out people, or assembly of people that he called out for himself. Amen. That's why he calls us the bride of Christ, or the body of Christ. Amen. That's right. Thank God he liked. Listen, how important he put this thing in this book. Amen. That the bride of Christ, thank God. And then he talked about a husband and wife, and related that husband and wife as Christ and the church. And it's intimate, friend. It's just the way it is. It becomes oneness. It becomes sacred. It becomes, amen. Thank God, friend, that's where your life is. And ain't many places he said they're one, but this is. The church and Christ is one. Husband and wife are one. The triune God's one. Amen. But there's not a lot tonight. The body is one. Amen. We all one tonight. Thank God I'm as much. Listen, present in the body tonight as you are. And we're all one in that body, brethren. It can't be separated. It shouldn't be separated. Amen. There's a union tonight in oneness. And that's the way God set it up. Before the world began, he bought in the mind of God. He gave his son for the church. And thank God, friend, he gave a man, a woman to be his wife. And there's oneness in this. Thank God for that tonight. I bless him for it. There's nothing like it tonight, brother, if you can just get a hold of it and know that's where it's at. I'm telling you, thank God you'll enjoy living. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Amen. It ain't dull living. Praise God, it's exciting to be living. Amen. That's right. We go through hardships in life because of the flesh we're in. But brother, listen. Thank God tonight, that's a blessing. Hey, listen. Christ, thank God, brought the woman to the man. That's right. He made her from the very rib of the man. He took the rib out of the man when he was in a deep sleep and made the woman and brought the woman to the man. Can you imagine when Adam, I said something this morning, looked at all them animals and he saw that male animal and that female animal. Amen. Listen, out there walking together. Don't you think in his mind, he thought, I don't have nobody like that. I don't have nobody like that. Amen. But listen, thank God, God said it's not good for man to be alone. Amen. He put him to sleep, took the rib out. Amen. Don't you know in his nature, God, amen, put that in him, amen, that desire for a woman. Amen. That's right, brother. God put that in him. Amen. Man, brother, and when he thanked God, woke up and saw that God had brought that woman to him, and he beheld her. I don't know, brother, but thank God. I'm telling you, I know. Thank God. Thank God. The fireworks went off in him. Amen. And said, "Thank God, this is it." Amen. She's it. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, there ain't nothing like it. Amen. I'm telling you, the thing that moves me tonight, amen, is the passion of love, friend, that God loved me. And thank God, amen, God gave me the wife for my life. It's right tonight, it's holy tonight, it's God tonight, and it's nothing like it tonight. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Bless his name. Brother, I'm telling you, this is a mystery tonight. It's a mystery. God has to reveal it to you, talking about Christ and his church. How did this thing come together tonight? How? Hey God, we ain't a religious organization meeting under the name of a Baptist church. We're, thank God, a born-again people. We're the organism. It's a living organism. It's not a social club. It's not my friend signing a book. Amen. And joining up. It's his life. Amen. Amen. We're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. The one that made everything by him and for him. Amen. He made me for himself. That's amazing tonight, knowing how I am and how I was. Thank God. But friend, he loved me as I was. Glory to God, he loves me as good tonight as he ever has. Amen. Thank God for that. Hold on. Praise God. Make a man want to speak in tongues if he had it. Amen. I'd have to have somebody to interpret it. Amen. That's right. Praise God, son. Amen. I dare get talking so fast sometimes people say, I don't know what you said. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, it's real. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you this. It's as real tonight. Thank God. It's a nose on your face. Amen. God put you in that way. You hearing me? It was God that listened. There ain't a lot. He said there's few be that find it. And it's God that put you in the way. It's God that came where you were at and put you in and called you to himself. And through the new birth and the regenerating work of God, he put a divine nature, a new nature in you to love God. You didn't love God till he did it. You couldn't love God till he did it. Amen. Listen, amen, I can tell the ladies of this church that I love you in Christ, but I love that woman there, Miss Myra, amen, above every woman, amen, because she's a God-given woman to me. And he put together, me and my wife talking the other night, and we come to the conclusion that we was married before we were saved, but it was still by the hand of God. Amen. That's right, brother. I know that's right. It's the will of God, son. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. Listen, he said here, he said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. I appreciate my parents back there. Thank God today I got married. I said bye to them. Amen. I don't live with them no more. Praise God. I left mama, daddy. Amen. Amen. Married my wife. Thank God for that. Amen. She become one, brother. And listen. Amen. We got our own home. Amen. Even though we respect and honor parents. Amen. Listen. Thank God. She's my family now. Amen. She's the one. Praise God. Amen. She's above all far as humanity. Amen. I love my children. My daughter's here tonight. Amen. I love many. Love my granddaughters and grandsons. And they're important and special in my life. But they ain't near her. Amen. There's not a close second. I say amen to that. Brethren, I know some people don't agree with that. But I'm telling you, ain't nobody close to Jesus. Amen. Ain't nobody, friend. There's nobody like Jesus tonight. He's the greatest friend I ever had. Glory be to God. He ain't nobody like him. I'm telling you, Brother Joe, he forgave me of my iniquity. I burnt me in the family. God, ain't nobody like him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody like Jesus. Ain't nobody like him. Miss Linda sings, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. Ain't nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. Ain't nobody, Brother Keith. Amen. Listen, you go to this thing about it. Amen. There's a way, God said. It's amazing, and I just can't explain it, how that God brought me into this thing. Brother Todd, I'd have never known you. Thank God, I'd have never met you. I'd have never got to meet you, friend, unless God had put us together. I mean, he put us right here. Amen. He gave me fingers on my body. Amen. Listen, he's got a body. Amen. I'm in his body. I don't know what you'd say I am, but I'm glad I'm in it. Amen. I don't know if I'm a hand, a foot, amen, a toe, amen. Thank God. Amen. But I know he's ahead, and I'm in the body. Amen. And I know you're in the body tonight, and I know everything about my body I care about.
Amen.
I care about my body.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank God. If one member of my body hurts, the whole body is affected by it. Amen. I know the night, praise God, I'm in the body of Christ. I mean, I'm in the body with you. Aaron, you're a part of the body. Listen, I don't want to. Brethren, listen. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my sister? Who is my brother? Who is? They looked at him and said, your mother and brother's out here. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? And they looked at him. He said, he pointed to his disciples and them people there. He said, them that do the will of the Father. You hearing me? Now, I want to say this, and I believe it's right. On earth, there's none closer than the body of Christ. Because we're in Jesus. And there's none closer than the spouse you have. That's right, you're one. That's just the way it is. Amen to God. Amen to God. Brother, I'm telling you, sometimes we have to have some maintenance in our life. Amen. I'm not a maintenance man. God have mercy. I wish I had more maintenance in me. But I am knowing that it is a maintenance. You have to keep up some things in your marriage and in your walk with God. He ain't changing. It ain't him. It's height. It has to do and maintain good works. Amen. And have fellowship with him and love him and have communion with him. That's how you build relationship. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you, brother, listen. You starting to get married. Amen. And brother, listen. Thank God, you need to know who you're marrying. Now, you ain't going to know everything about her, but you know her pretty good. And she knows you pretty good. And here's the thing. You cannot explain to me how it just hits and works. You can't do it. Ain't nobody on earth can tell that. Even Solomon said, I can't tell you about a man with a maid.
No, yeah.
That's what he said. Serpent on a rock, eagle in the sky. I don't remember what that other one was, but I'm telling you what. He said there was four things that was hard that he could not understand. And one of them was a man with a maid. That's what he said. And I'm going to tell you what it is. I don't know how to say it, but this is what I'm going to say. Thank God, when God made man, he put something in him. Thank God to want that. Amen. He put her beauty. Amen. Yes. Oh, yes, sir, son. Amen. He said, praise God. Ain't that wonderful? Praise God. Listen, beauty is vain for us just outward, but it is part of life. But I'm telling you, brother, the woman that feared the Lord, she shall be praised. And we didn't know all that, but I'm telling you what, thank God, the older you get to realize that the fear of the Lord in somebody, whether she, the virtuous woman, it was the fear of the Lord, and the, thank God, her practice that, amen, her, that she was a blessed woman, amen, and her husband and her children praised her, amen, because of her life, friend. And I'm telling you this tonight, glory be to God, there's nothing like it tonight. I'm telling you, if you get in it, it ain't about money, it ain't about possessions, it ain't about pleasure, it's about relationship, amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God, son. And moments, thank God, down through the years of marriage, amen. I remember, praise God, we went off together one time, and God told me, he said, you go in that jewelry store there and buy her some nice earrings. We was on a vacation. I had to sneak in the jewelry store to get them. Amen. We was out there sitting at the mall. Amen. A little old song was playing on that. Amen. I looked at her and I reached in there and gave it to her. You ought to, buddy, you can, it was just unbelievable. I mean, the moment of her weeping and just thanking me and hugging me and thanking, and just meeting together right there in that love, brother. I'm ain't nothing like it. I'm telling you, brother, I would have given 1,000 worlds for it, amen. I mean, thank God for that tonight. Brother, listen, amen, it ain't always going to be like it, but I'm telling you, thank God for them times. Thank God for them times. Amen. Thank God for them times with Jesus. Thank God for them meetings with him when he shows up. Amen. Pulls back the veil and says, here I am, thank God, and I want to meet with you and love you and talk to you. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like it, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. He'll pull her back, son. I'm telling you, read the book of Song of Solomon and believe it for what it says. I'm telling you, brother, listen, they went into the banqueting house and he said, thank God, and she said, his band over me was love, amen. That's right, son. Took him into that chamber, son. In fact, the banqueting house was a house of wine. All it was saying was, I'm drunk on love.
Yes.
When you got in love, thank God. Amen, buddy. That's what consumed you, son.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh yeah, buddy. Amen. That's right. Amen. Wonder what she's doing. Wonder what she's doing. Amen. I need to call her. Amen. Well, you just let her out. I need to call her. Amen. I mean, just talk to her. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hear me? I tell you, you ever have a real meet with him? Thank God you won't talk to him too. You say, I just talked to him. Thank God I won't talk to him some more. Amen. I want to love him some more. I want his presence some more. I'm telling you what churches is mentioning today. They've got every regulation right, but they ain't got the very presence of the God of heaven because they don't love him. Amen. Right, what was Ephesian church that Paul, that John wrote to them? He said, you left your first love. How do you get love? You give it. That's how you get it. You say, I wish they'd love me more. Give it.
Amen.
Give it. Ma'am, I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't hard. Thank God if you get your husband to love him. If you give it to him, you give him love. Amen. Oh yeah, love. I know that, but I'm telling you, praise God. Both of them, amen. Both of them supposed to do it, amen. I'm just preaching, brother, and I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. If, amen. If people, I'm talking about people that want to get love, they got to give it. I mean, that's how you get it. That's how it comes around to you. It don't. If you want kindness, give kindness. Amen. It's all that. It's just like that. If you want it, you give it. That's how it comes around. The greatest truth I've ever known is what I give is what I get.
Yes.
That's right, ain't it?
Right.
It's what you got. It's because you gave.
Yes.
Amen. Listen, friend, love you and say, I don't know why. Amen. Ain't God my wife. Amen. Don't love me the way I think she ought to. Well, have you tried giving some love?
Yes.
Don't you get quiet on me. Praise God.
Praise
amen. Every once in a while, y'all stop by the store and buy her something.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God have mercy. Boys, I'm telling you, they need to close her down tonight. God have mercy. Friend, if you want the blessing of God, you're going to have to give.
Yes, sir.
That's how you get. Amen. That's right. God used y'all too to bring that little girl in the world. Now listen. How long you been married?
2017.
What,
4 years?
Amen.
I remember my birthday. I don't think
it. You remember it. You remember your birthday.
Sometimes.
But you know what? That little girl right there is your attention right now. Yes, right. Amen. That's right. But I'm going to tell you what, right here is forever. When I say that, you know what I mean. That little girl right there will be your little girl forever. If she married one day, she'll take somebody else's name. That's right. She'll become one with somebody else. That's right. You leave them. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm telling you, the greatest thing a man can ever do is be saved. That's the greatest thing ever happened to anybody. So be saved. Be separated unto God. Hey, man, that's right. You know what? To keep a man from another woman, love his wife.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Here's the thing, friend. When you separate unto her, that means everything else is the other way. Ain't that right? That's the same thing with a woman and a man. When they separate themselves unto one another, that other stuff don't mean nothing. Because, friend, listen, I'm going to give you this here. I'm amongst adults and some children here, but the fact of it is, 1 Corinthians 7 is maintenance scripture.
Yes, sir.
You know what that means? He said, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every wife have her own husband, and offer unto them due benevolence. That means affection.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that right?
Yes, sir, it's right.
I asked Brother Edgar Thomas, a great friend of mine, we was talking about that one dude after that scripture. He said, Brother Joel, he said, me and my wife's past age now. He said, but we are as compatible and love one another as much as we ever have. And I said, amen to that. I say amen to that because you still love them. Amen. But I'm telling you what, when it's a possible, amen, defraud not. God help y'all to say amen on that. God's the one that created that. God's the one that brought that together. Amen. What was the first thing he told them? He said, replenish the earth. Bring some children in here. We need some more people. Amen. That's what he said. God have mercy. Amen. Brother, listen. I'm talking real to you tonight. It's the body of Christ, friend. Thank God, how's the church going to multiply? By births.
Yes, sir.
That's how these little children come in this church. That's how Jonathan Robinson got here, and Jeremy, and every other child that's in this church.
Yes,
amen. I've been here a good while. Amen. 32 years, that's a pretty good stay. That's older than most of these youngins in here. Jonathan, how old are you now? 27. Praise God, I was pastoring 5 years before he ever came in this world. Amen. Now he's going to get married in February. That's the way it's supposed to be. The man's already married. How old are you now, did you say? You knew your age. Amen. Amen. Listen, he's got a little child. That's the way it works. That's the way it works, Brother Joe. Amen. These youngins here, these little youngins in the church, that's the way it is. That's the way God builds a church. That's the way it works. Amen. Listen, this is a great thing, friend. Amen. We've let the world, we've let the devil, we've let everything get in the way of enjoying the blessings of God. At Brother Keith, we have that access into the throne of God. The veil was rent in twain. We have access to go in. Amen. Brother, listen, I'm telling you, people's made God look like what he ain't. I know he's to be reverenced. I know he's to be respected. But God wants to meet with you, amen. He's my friend tonight. Jesus is my friend. That's right. Praise God. Amen. He did. Brother, listen. You need to realize the fact that he come in this world was a friend of sinners. He let a woman stoop down, thank God, that was an adulterous woman, and wash his feet with the hair of her head and wipe them. Cried tears over his feet and took her hair and washed his feet. You thought about that? Here's God in flesh letting the woman, amen, in Simon's house, amen, weep over his feet, take her hairs and wash his feet and kiss his feet.
Yes, sir.
And then the church member said, if you know what she's like, you wouldn't. I'm telling you, I'm about ready to kick that out. I know every pot's got a handle, but sometimes, praise God, what would it be like if you just put, thank God, the church. It's what we are. God, we got so many labels today. We become so religious in our titles, and we ain't practicing what the book says. God, have mercy on us. Jesus come to save, and he come to birth by a people, amen, through blood, that we might be in relation with him. That's what it's about tonight, friend. That's why the body ought to be together, amen. You can't have a body with schisms in it. You got to have a body that's functioning together in one accord and love and unity, amen. How can two walk together except they be agreed? God, have mercy on us. Amen. We ain't gonna agree on everything. Some people like blue, some people like red. Some people like red carpet, some people would rather have blue. It don't matter. Some people like steak, some people like Chinese food. I mean, it's just the way it is. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you this. When it comes down to meeting in the house of God, there's a unified spirit of love in Jesus Christ. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me, God. And I'm telling you this tonight. Are you hearing me? Everybody in this church ought to endeavor to keep the spirit of unity and walk in the light of God and to walk in faith and love one another and that body function together. And there's a great power in that. And you'll see the hand of God move and you'll see some people saved and the grace of God being glorified in that instead of us, amen, trying to do it, amen. That's right. God, have mercy. I like it. I like it. Praise God. Amen. Thank God, brother. Amen, son. Praise God. Everybody needs to take a trip back sometimes. That's right. Sometimes. Go to that day he's married. It's amazing. I can pick my mind, but it just seems like, shoot, I can shoot her back, son. Sit on the couch and start thinking about it. Amen. It gets a stirring in me. But I'll tell you something greater than that. Start thinking about where he brought you from. Think about that blessed night the Holy Ghost set in on you and was drawing you by the cords of love to that salvation in Christ and bring you into the family of God and reassure you, thank God, as she sung, thank God every day he comes with me with new assurance. And the Holy Spirit comforts your heart and lets you know you his. And in the darkest hours of life, there's a comforter. Thank God you can hold that hand too. And know, thank God he's going to bring you through. Amen to God. Hallelujah to his name. I bless his name tonight for being good to me. I bless him. I'm glad God hooked me up with this crowd of people. I bless the Lord for it. Amen, son. It wasn't that I done it. I didn't design it. I didn't say amen. Thank God these brothers and sisters will be here in this place. Amen. Thank God that was God's design and God's will and God's putting. Amen. And I'm telling you, that's just the way he worked it out. And Brother Joe, he does the same thing. Amen. In a home, he puts it together, brother. And that's the work of God. And brother, listen tonight. He said, amen, this is a mystery, but it's as Christ and his church. I'm the bride of Christ tonight, brother, and you are too, and thank God we're leaving out and going to be with him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Listen, somebody asked me the other day, they said, will your wife be your wife in heaven? I said, I don't think so. I said, I'll know her as she is, but I think she'll be my sister. It's a spiritual family. Amen. That's right. When I see her, I don't know, I ain't never been to heaven, but I think if I'm right, I think you'll be Brother Keith. You'll be Brother Joe. It's all a family. It'll be Sister Myra. Amen. I guess that's the way it'll be. I mean, that's kind of the way I view it. Because it's one family that's been born again. Amen. And we're in that family. She's my sister by the new birth. Amen. She's my wife by marriage in this world. Amen. And that's the truth. But thank God for the hope I have in the reuniting of them that's gone on before me. Amen. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen, brother. That's right. Bless his name tonight. Glory be to God. It's the truth. And I tell you, brother, tonight we all rejoice in it. Amen. He don't want you to live in bondage.
No, sir.
He delivered me from that. He wants you to live in joy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Joy is in Christ. Joy is in the good things of God. Amen. Appreciate you hearing me tonight. Let's stand. We'll have a word of prayer. Ask God to help us. Amen. If you ever recognize who you are and where you're at, thank God you'll shout.